Welcome to La Spluga FM Radio.
Avui expliquem la història que segur que coneixeu tots, que és la història de Patufet. Once upon a time, there were a mother and father who had a child who was so, so tiny, they called him Patufet. One day, Mum was in the middle of cooking, and she said, "Oh dear, I have no saffron." Patufet said, "Mum, I can go and get saffron." "No, no, Patufet, you're too small and people might step on you, just like a chickpea."
"But Mum," said Patufet, "I will sing all the time, and if they can't see me, at least they will hear me."
"No, Patufet," said his mum. But Patufet insisted and insisted. So eventually, his mum gave him a coin and told him to go to Giuseppe's shop. Down the street went the stubborn child, wearing his clogs, hat and velvet trousers, singing,
"Patim-patum-patum, tall people watch your step. Please don't stand on Patufet. Patim-patum-patum."
As he sang, Patufet got to Giuseppe's shop, the best shop in town.
"Hey, hey!"
"Who's there?"
"I want a coin's worth of saffron."
The shop owner looked all around.
"Hey, hey!"
"Who's there?"
"I want a coin's worth of saffron."
The shop owner looked all around.
"Hey, can't you see me? I'm sick of shouting. Serve me, please. A coin's worth of saffron."
The shopkeeper looked around again and saw a coin moving round near the floor. He picked it up and replaced it with a paper twist of saffron. As soon as Patufet had the saffron, he headed for home, leaving behind the confused shopkeeper.
"Patim patam patum, dull people, watch your step. Please don't stand on Patufet. Patim patam patum."
The people in the street were frightened because they couldn't see who was singing, but they could see the little packet of saffron floating down the street like it was rolling on a ball. Patufet's mum was amazed when he arrived with the saffron. Patufet asked his mum,
"Let me take Dad's lunch to him."
"No, no, son. The basket is too heavy and there's still snow on the ground." Patufet said,
"But I want to take his lunch."
Patufet asked and asked, and eventually his mum said, "Okay, just to keep you quiet, take the basket and you can go." Patufet was very strong and he picked up the basket like it was light as a feather. He put it on his shoulder and off he went singing.
"Patim patam patum, tall people watch your step. Please don't stand on Patufet. Patim patam patum."
As he went out of the village, people closed their doors and their windows, and the workers in the fields fled as they saw a basket walking along like a snail. Halfway there, Patufet stopped by a vegetable field to rest for a while, but it started to rain. Patufet hid under a cabbage so he wouldn't get wet. A lost ox wandered along and ate the cabbage in one bite, and along with the cabbage went Patufet with his clogs, hat and velvet trousers. Later, Patufet's mum and dad were out looking for him. They found the basket in the sun by a field. They shouted, "Patufet! Patufet! Where are you?" Patufet answered. I'm in the stomach of the ox, where it doesn't rain or snow.
As they couldn't hear him, his parents continued to shout.
Patufet! Patufet! Where are you?
Patufet answered.
I'm in the stomach of the ox, where it doesn't rain or snow.
Well, kids, guess what happened when his parents found out where he was? Well, they started to give the ox lots and lots of food. And the ox swelled up, bigger and bigger and bigger. The ox had so much to eat that in the end it went pop! And as fast as lightning, out popped Patufet. Just like nothing had ever happened. And everybody lived happily ever after.